Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
The Christian is to live in this world, but not be of this world. And this is the key distinction that this morning's readings make. Our Lord makes reference to the children of this world. Okay, so who are the children of this world? St. Paul talks about them in today's first reading. He says that they conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their God is their stomach. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. And so they are enemies of the cross of Christ. They don't have faith in Christ. But instead, they place a lot of faith in their own intelligence. They don't have hope for eternal life. So they place all of their hope and their minds are occupied with earthly things, striving to find their happiness in the things of earth. They don't have love for God, but at best, they might have a natural love for other human beings. St. Paul says that their end is destruction. So the Christian is to be in the world, but not of the world. And so in the world, that is, we do our best to strive to establish justice in this world, and we strive to be good citizens. But ultimately, as St. Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven. And so that's where we place our faith in the cross of Christ, our hope in eternal life, and we are striving to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if we do that, then at the end of life, we will rejoice to go to the house of the Lord. But our Lord notes that those who are the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. That is, those who are of the world are more astute and are striving with greater diligence to acquire that illusory happiness that the world presents them. Whereas the children of light, Christians, we're not striving with such great eagerness. You know, we're not so prudent in living our lives for heaven as we should be, as we profess our faith. St. Alphonsus Ligorian, commenting on this, he says, "Oh, how wise in earthly affairs are worldlings! What fatigue do they endure for the acquisition of property? With what care do they endeavor to preserve their bodily health? They consult the best physician and procure the best medicine. And Christians, who are the children of light, will take no pains, will suffer nothing to secure the salvation of their souls." And then he gives this example of King Philip II of Spain, who, as he was on his deathbed, he called his son to his side. And he said, "Son, behold how we die. Behold the end of all worldly greatness. My son, I wish you to be present at this scene that you might understand how the world in the end treats even monarchs." He died saying, "Oh, that I had been a lay brother in some religious order, and that I had not been a king." So let's, since we have our citizenship in heaven, let's make heaven our goal and make that our intent and where our efforts are directed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.